We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's the Pittsburgh Penguins and Tampa Bay Lightning, the current reigning Stanley Cup champs, two-time Stanley Cup champion, and AT&T Sportsnet hockey analyst Jay Caulfield with us on our NISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Jay, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
How you feeling before we start the season? You've been doing this now how long for TV?
Gosh, you know, Larry, I don't even really I'm not even really sure. Isn't that funny? Usually, you know, it's got to be close to 15. I got to be around 15 years of this, I think, you know, right around that number. I think I just go year to year. Doug Johnson, Sean McClintock, I've been just working with them for this amount of time, and I just kind of go year to year with it. And it's a great, obviously, I still have so many people involved in the game, so it's kind of great to be a part of it and enjoy it every year.
So you just proved that you're a team player. You don't worry about the personal stats. You go for the win.
That's right, Kevin. That's right. Well, kind of had to be. That's exactly the right way to be. That's it.
Well, you do a great job, and we enjoy your coverage throughout the season. And we don't have Sidney Crosby, although there was encouraging news. He started skating with the team, and Malkin's going to be out for a while with his injury. So who are the 2021-22 Pittsburgh Penguins?
Yeah, it's a real, I think certainly starting off this way, everybody's kind of like not really across the league. They're wondering what it's going to be like. But yeah, Jeff Carter, who came in, was going to fill up that number one slot through the middle. And I think you're going to see Rodriguez. You're going to see him play around through the middle of their lineup because of the injuries that you just mentioned. But Teddy Bluger, guys like that are going to get an expanded role. You could see Evan Rodriguez slotted in the middle. I think one surprise, I mean, if you go down, it's going to lean on a team that's got to play solid D, five-man units. The goaltending has to be solid and great at times until they just kind of find their way. But knowing that Sidney Crosby's not far away is a big, big thing. They weren't sure how long he'd be out for, but knowing that he's back skating with the team, that's a great sign because that's one of your first steps to get back into playing the game. So that was great to hear. And they're going to go on. But again, it's got to be solid team defense, great goaltending, and then you've got to get the guys that are on the wings to produce. It has to be Jason Zucker, who I think hopefully has a big year for himself coming up. Kapanen, those type of players have to be the ones that are going to lead the way. And again, down the middle is going to be tested. But I think they're kind of ready for it. I think they're going to play a hard, fast game like we always expect to see for Mike Sullivan teams, and you go from there. But I think goaltending, we all know it. I mean, goaltending was a big question through the summer after the playoffs, and I think those guys are kind of just want to get going again and get playing and have a great, solid regular season.
Yeah, and Sidney Crosby has said he's not going to be playing, unfortunately, but getting better, getting closer. So he says hopefully soon he'll be on the ice. Yep. But let's look at the schedule. I mean, the Penguins don't play anybody from the Metropolitan Division until, what, about the seventh game of the season, the Devils and then the Flyers. So how important is it, or is it okay just to miss the first six games to make sure he's 100% healthy?
Yeah, he has. I mean, you want to make sure you do that, right, Kevin? You know, he went through surgery, had, and it's an injury that, you know, when you deal with anything like that, is wrists, and it just got to make sure it's 100%. Now, that's where you can't make the mistake of going through that whole process and coming back too early. They won't make that mistake. I mean, they'll be smart about it. They understand, the team understands what it's about, and it's got to be that mentality of everybody just kind of step up. You got to build, and again, the strength down the middle is so important. The Penguins and the Penguins fans are so used to seeing the greatest players in the world really each and every night, and
Now, when you see without Malkin and without Crosby early on here, Kevin, it's going to be tested. It's going to be a little bit of difference. So, but I think everybody wants to warm up to what they're going to see here. There's new guys also, a couple of new guys that come in. Brock McGinn and is one of them, and I think you're going to see just a different style for the first little bit. But I do believe with Crosby right around the corner, knowing that he's practicing, that's a very, very good sign. But to your point, Kevin, you can't there's no way they would rush that back. You got to take your time. Hopefully you just kind of hold down the fort till he gets back and then until Malkin gets back. Then you kind of get back to seeing what they've been like and what we expect to see the rest of the year. But I think, it's early, but you just don't want to be chasing points later on. So the Penguins, I expect them to play solid. Mike Sullivan does expect them not to come out and win every night. So they're getting a big test here tonight in Tampa. But I think you just got to have it. As I mentioned before, the goaltending has to be solid, really solid. And your team defense has to be extraordinary, and then you kind of capitalize off of that.
We're with Jay Caulfield. Jay, I don't know what it's like in hockey with the preseason games. I know you play a lot of young talent, but overall, the Penguins did very well, and that is a promising sign for the youth on the team.
Yeah, they had a lot of tough decisions to make, Larry. So there was a number of young players that are really right on the cusp of being there, and they're big sized wingers or down the middle. It's just not their time yet, and I think it's promising to see what they have. I think the preseason is so it's changed over the years, just like it is in football. I mean, preseason football, at least 10 years ago, you'd kind of want to see a little bit. Now nobody really cares about it, and hockey's kind of the same way. But the veteran players, Larry, want to get the feel of the game and the speed of the game. They want to play exhibition games. But it's just a different mindset than what it used to be as well. But it's a way for them to evaluate where they're at. And as I said, they have some young guys that are right on the cusp of being there. And they know they're going to be comfortable calling up if needed. And believe me, if there is any hiccup here early in the season, I would not be surprised to see someone like that Drew O'Connor, who had a great preseason for himself, come up quickly because he scored. He put the puck in the net, and they're going to need that. So if there's any slowdown of that, and they're not getting results, you'll see some moves early on to kind of wake everything up.
And forwards, Jake Guentzel, Zach Aston-Reese, both tested positive for COVID-19 earlier. They went through the protocols. Are they released back to the Wild now? Can they play, or what's the situation, and how are they going to handle COVID this season?
Yeah, Kevin, I have not heard the final outcome of that. Is they going to know they're on the roster and you have guys, they have multiple guys to cover for that. I think they've got to be close. Zach Aston-Reese was a while ago. And again, conditioning, not playing games, not being with the team. So the protocol is very strict. It's going to be, and it needs to be. I heard even that Seattle has 5 players on the list going into tonight. So I'm not sure where their status is as far as that's concerned, but the league's going to be stiff, and it needs to be. So they're going to be stiff on that. So they got to be careful with what they're doing and when these guys. I think if the Pat had to be so positive, so many times in a row, but I'm not sure their status. But I said they're part of that roster, so they have to be close. It's been a while, and once they can get released to get back, and then you'll see the lineup build up. But again, they're guys that haven't played games, and they got to get that feel again. So there's a lot of things that the Penguins are facing that they went through this offseason. And again, testing with the best team in the league as far as winning last year in Tampa, it's going to be a big time test here tonight. But no better way than to just get it going and see where you're at and see what you've got as far as your talent. And then you hope you got troops coming back. It's going to be like trade. It's going to be like a big trade when these players start to come back. They've got great players on the shelf, 4 players that are big difference makers for their lineup, Kevin. And I think it'll be important when they do get back.
Well, here we go. The 2021-22 Penguins season underway tonight. Jay, always again, enjoy your coverage, and we'll check in periodically if you don't mind, big man.
Never. I enjoy it every time, guys. Great to talk to you today, and I hope to get off to a great start. Right.
2-time Stanley Cup champ, Jay Caulfield on their Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
And that's a great perspective. When you get Malkin and Crosby back, it's like a big trade was made.
And a good one.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.